Nick Perkins from Barbados. In Search of Africa.
The woman I got a ride with from Tanzania was anxious. She did not like crossing borders, especially with a car and a dreadlock passenger. So the night before we were to cross into Zambia, she looked at me and tried, as tactfully as possible, to suggest that I wear a tie the next day. I would have been offended if it were not for her generosity. Of course I did not have a tie, what young backpacker would, but I did have a beret which I wore out of consideration. Well, the border crossing was much less dramatic than she anticipated. In fact, everything went quite smoothly, quite quickly. Back in the car, on the roads of Zambia, she admitted that she did not think I would be landed. She used to be a hippie and was familiar with the hassles unconventional hairstyles could lead to. I told her that was exactly why I wore locks, so that people might be embarrassed by their own assumptions. Nonetheless, there was none of that with these immigration officers. But there was an interesting moment during my friendly chat with an officer, when he asked me to remove my beret. I did, and we continued to chat. At first I thought this was a regulation, that officers could not land visitors wearing conspicuous headdress. I mean, who knows what I could be hiding under there. But this is not a regulation I've come across anywhere else in the world, even in countries with fairly paranoid governments. Or maybe the officer was just curious and wanted to see my locks in all their glory. Instead of making what he thought might be an embarrassing request, he used his authority. This seemed more reasonable to me. A few miles after discussing the whole incident with my US-American friend, we passed a man and his bicycle. He smiled and waved as any Zambian would. He was wearing a three-piece suit. On a desolate road in the middle of a dry savanna, the lone figure in his suit was a striking image. My ride, who lives in Zambia, said it was a familiar picture to her. Everywhere in Zambia they wear suits. Zambians, it seemed, are connoisseurs of mannered dress. This added a new dimension to my exchange with the man from immigration. Maybe this officer thought, as a young man, I should know better than to wear a hat indoors, particularly in the presence of an official. The thought of this made me indignant. These people were so well colonized, they proudly wore three-piece suits in the African heat and made gratuitous, awkward demands on visitors. It played on my resentment as a citizen of the once colonized. Barbados, in this case. Still, a couple hours on, I could not help but be charmed by Zambians. They were so civil and genteel. They reminded me of Ugandans in that way. Perhaps it was this very gentility that allowed some African nations to be so ably colonized. I thought of the guy on the road, stewing in his suit, waving graciously to the visitors, in their shorts, in their car. The irony was heart-wrenching, really. Africa. For Radio Bridge Overseas, I'm Nick Perkins from Barbados, in Africa.